Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's time. Let's clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. All right, so we are going to share our quiet time this morning. So I want to give someone an opportunity to come and share with us his or a quiet time. Yes, who try for us? You are going to share your quiet time with us. So you can just stick what you've written in your notebook, then just read to us. You are sharing. You understand it. So first of all, when we are starting, begin by telling us the topic you are learning. Do you understand it? Or you tell us the memory verse which you took your quiet time from. So you tell us the memory verse. After telling us the memory verse, then you tell us what you have learned from that memory verse. Do you understand it? The lessons you have learned from that memory verse, then you share to us. Alright, is it well understood? Okay, so who would like to share his quiet time with us? Alright, let's welcome him as he comes. Let's clap for him. Let's clap for him as he shares. Bring your book, bring your notebook, shares. So when you come, you tell us your name. Then you begin sharing your quiet time with us. Like I said earlier, you start with the memory verse, your memory verse that you are using for your quiet time. And please, let's pay attention. Amen. Tell us your name.
My name is Kevin.
Speak louder.
My name is Kevin Bosakwaji. I am 11 years old.
Don't talk your age. Don't talk. You just start with your quiet time. So where? So what did you learn from your quiet time this morning? You said your quiet time is from Matthew chapter 7 verse 7, right? And you said, so can you quote Matthew 7 7 to us? Can you say it? What did you learn?
What I learned about it is when,
please, first of all, the volume should be high. Speak louder, eh?
When you don't have something, maybe you're in a class and you don't have pen, you must ask someone. And if that person say he will not give you, don't force him. Go and ask another person until the person who you went and asked will give it to you.
Okay, so you ask. So you are saying that you should ask. Do you understand it? So we shouldn't stop asking something till we have received it. Wow. You see, and what is he trying to say is that it's prayer. In that context, Jesus was talking about prayer. That never stop to pray. Do you understand it? So ask, knock, and what? And seek. Asking, knocking, and seeking, they are all a certain type of prayer. Do you understand it? Yeah, so what he's trying to say is that we should always pray. That's a whole understanding of the Matthew 7 7. Like he said that when you ask, you don't receive, you still ask again. All right, let's clap for him. Yeah. All right, so another person to share his or her quiet time with us. Okay, can you share your quiet time with us? Let's clap for her. Let's clap for her as she comes. Let's clap for her.
Ahima Abuahima support is the name I'm called.
I took my the topic for my quiet time is humble, and I took my quiet time from James 4 verse 10. I read, humble yourselves in the sight of the Lord, and he shall lift you up. I learned that humble is having or showing a modest or a low estimate of one's importance. I also learned that we must humble ourselves when we are in the presence of the Lord. Also, we must humble ourselves to our parents, teachers, elderly people, siblings, etc. Also, I also learned that if we humble ourselves, God will lift us up, which means he will bless us with everything. Amen.
Wow, let's clap for her. What a powerful quiet time. What a powerful quiet time. I've learned, she says that she learned from the book of James. Humble yourself before the Lord and he will lift you up. What? He will lift you up, right? In due time. Very good. And you saw how she explained to us. I mean, whatever she read to us was what she learned. Please, you understand it. Very good. Let's clap for her again. Yeah, so from what she has shared, I have learned that we need to be humble at all times. She began by even explaining what humility is. Do you get it? Yeah, that's a good way, because you must also explain some of the words. She explained to us. Then she began to tell us what she has learned. She says she has learned that she must be humble to her parents, her siblings, her teachers, anybody. She also said she learned that we should be humble in the presence of the Lord. And do you know that prayer is a form of humility? Whenever you are praying to God, you are showing humility. Do you understand it? Then she also said she learned that when you are humble, God himself will lift you up, will promote you in Jesus' name. Let's clap for her again. Yes. My dear, can you please share your quiet time with us? Let's welcome her as she shares her quiet time with us.
My name is Christine Diakwajechi. The topic for my quiet time is season and time.
Wow.
I took my memory verse from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, verse 1 to 2, and I read, "For everything there is a season, and a time for every matter under heaven." Verse 2, "A time to be born, and a time to die, a time to plant, and a time to plug up what is planted." What I learned from this memory verses: time is the movement from past to present to future. In this life, there is time for everything, even to die, eat, plant, to be born, to kill, and to be healed. Even for the devil have to plan for his bad deeds. These are all done due to the time and season. So if someone is poor, there will be a time for him or her to be rich. So whatever that you are going through, remember that there is a time for everything. Everything that matter under heaven. Again, we have time to weep and time for to laugh. So remember that God performs his tasks with time. Amen.
Wow, let's clap for her. Eish. What a powerful, is it times and what? Seasons. This is like a whole message. It's a whole message that she has preached to us about time and season. And you could tell from what she was sharing that what she has learned. I mean, one of the things that I learned, she said that there is a time for everything. And she gave an example. Even if you are poor today, know that a time is coming, you will be rich. It means that whatever situation you find yourself, it won't be there forever. A time is coming. There will be a change, and you go to the next step. Clap for Jesus. Time and seize it. And you see, and what she shared there, I have also learned something here. I've learned what we call patience. Obviously, patience. I've learned patience from it, because if there is a time to sow or a time to plant, and there is a time to reap, like she read from the Bible to last, it means that, you know, when you plant corn today, the corn will not grow now. Do you understand it? Just the three corn you dug a hole and put inside the hole, covered it, and it's because when you plant a corn, you must wait for the rain to fall. You must water it. You must make sure that you have a long period of patience for it. You see, and when it grows, it becomes a whole farm. So if you are a farmer and you plant corn, don't expect to get a maize farm in the next 2 days. No. But when you take your time, it will take some period of month before you see it even coming up. Then later it becomes what? A whole maize farm. That is patience. So from what she shared with us, I have learned what we call the key of what? Patience. That whatever thing I'm doing, I must be patient. Clap for her again. And let's clap for Jesus. Wow, that's very powerful. Yes, who else? Gentlemen, please come. Let's welcome him as he comes to share his quiet time with us. You mention your name, give us the topic, then you give us the lessons, what you have learned from your quiet time.
My name is Barman Shrasapo Isiedu. Please, my quotation, I take it from Romans chapter 6, verse 23. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please, what I learned about it is, if you are a sinner, Satan can easily mess you up. If you are an innocent, God said you will be happy forever. If you are a sinner, your foundation can collapse.
Wow, let's clap for him. Wow. So he is talking about sin, that what can collapse your foundation is that when you sin, your foundation can collapse. Wow. Let's clap for him again. Yes. Please come and share your quiet time with us. Let's welcome her. Oh, please. It's a good place to clap. Hey, let's welcome her. You are not sharing your own. Somebody is sharing their own. You don't want to clap. Please come. Come and stand here, my lady. You tell us your name, then you begin to share your quiet time with us.
Elizabeth Kusi is my name. The topic for my quiet time is covenant. I took my quiet time from Leviticus chapter 26, verse 42. Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham. Will I remember, and I will remember the land. As a good Christian, you must have a covenant with God. If you have a covenant with God, he can help you when you are in need. Even if you have a covenant with God, you must strengthen the covenant. You must not weaken it. Amen.
Wow, let's clap for her. So please, what was your memory verse, your key memory verse? Can you tell us your memory verse?
Leviticus chapter 26, verse 42.
Okay, read to us.
Then I will remember my covenant with Jacob, and also my covenant with Isaac, and my covenant with Abraham. Will I remember, and I will remember the land.
Wow, so you are talking about what? Covenants. Well, and what did you learn from that? Tell us, please. So read to us what you learned.
As a good Christian, you must have a covenant with God. If you have a covenant with God, He can help you when you are in need. Even if you have a covenant with God, you must not break it, but you must.
Wow, that's good. All right, so she is talking about having covenants with God. Now, when we say a covenant means you make an agreement with someone. Do you understand? And with covenants, you don't break your covenants. A covenant is a promise you are making to someone. That's what the agreement I am making with you. There is no way that any of us will break that covenant, that agreement. Please, you understand it? So she shared with us that from the scripture that God made a covenant with Jacob concerning Israel. Please, you understand it? And she's telling us that whenever we make covenant with God, whenever we make an agreement with God, we must fulfill our part of the covenant. And God will also what? Fulfill His own part. And what God does is that He blesses us when we do our part. Please, you understand it? All right, let's clap for her again. Yes. Please, come and share your choir down with us. Yes, come and share with us. All right, let's welcome her as she comes to share a quiet time with us. Please clap for her. All right, your name?
My name is Naomi Kusi. And my name is Naomi Kusi. And the theme for my quiet time is time changes. I'll take my quotation from 1 Kings chapter 1. David was a shepherd, and his father had even forgotten him when Samuel visited him. And when Samuel wanted to know about Jesse's sons, Jesse had even forgotten that he had a son who was a shepherd, but God hadn't forgotten him. He wanted him to be a king, and David was transferred from a shepherd to a king. My moral lesson is, God can transform wherever you are. God can transform you. It doesn't matter what you face, but God knows the plans for you.
Wow! Let's clap for her. Wow! So, she said, "A quiet time." The title of a quiet time is "Time Changes," and she gave us a reference with that of David. Hallelujah. You know, David had brothers, and when God sent the prophet Samuel to the house of Jesse and was asking of all the sons of Jesse, Jesse the father Jesse, as a father, had forgotten about his own son David till the prophet requested for David to come before he start whatever he wants to do for the family. So, to her, a moral lesson is that it doesn't take a longer period for God to transform someone. Even if it takes a long time, definitely your time will come for the transformation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's clap for her again. Yes. My darling boy, come and share your quiet time with us.
My name is Kwame Asamoah Pill, and my topic for the quiet time was We are the limbs of Christ. I took my memory verse from Ephesians chapter 5, verse 30. It says, for we are the members of since we are the members of his body. That means we are the limbs of Christ. That is what the word members mean. If we are the limbs of Christ, so why must we sin? Revelation chapter 3 verse 4 says, yet you have still a few names in Sardis, people who have not soiled their garments, and they will walk with me in white garments, for they are worthy. The Bible is trying to say that if you sin, you are wearing a white garment and it would be soiled. So as limbs of Christ, we should not sin, but we must do our quiet time, read our Bible, pray and fast. Amen.
Wow. Let's clap for him. Yeah. We are the what?
We are the limbs of Christ.
We are the limbs. Hey. We are the limbs of Christ. From Ephesians 5, what? 30. Wow. It says, for we are the limbs of his body. So which means that we are all part of the family of God. And you see, the way he explained to us from here, he said, we are the members of his body. That means, if we are the limbs of Christ, why must we what? Wow. That's good. Let's clap for him again. You know, as for quiet time there, you can't say somebody's quiet time is wrong. No. That's what the Holy Spirit has helped him to understand. The same memory verse, if I take it, probably I might say something. Do you understand it? So nobody's quiet time is wrong at all. Nobody's quiet time is wrong. It's based on how you understood it and you were explaining to us. I'm learning a lot this morning, Pa. All right. Yes, who else would like to share his quiet time with us? All right. Let's welcome her. You tell us your name.
My name is Nane Chan Sapo. The title of my topic is Thanksgiving. Memory verse is Psalm 100 verse 4. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him. Bless his name. I also learned that whenever come to the house of the Lord, we should always give thanks to God for his mercy, our life. Amen.
Let's clap for her. Wow. So her quiet time is about what? Thanksgiving. Nayecha, please sit down for us. She said she learned about what? Thanksgiving. Now what she has learned is that anytime we come before God's presence, we must give thanks. It's very, very, very important. Yeah. God is always happy when we give thanks to him. I can give you a certain scenario in the Bible. When, please pay attention. When Jesus healed the 10 lepers. Who knows the story about the 10 lepers? The 10 lepers. Yeah. There were 10 lepers that Jesus prayed for. And it was only one who came back to say thank you to Jesus. And Jesus said that, were you not 10 lepers? Where are the 9? So, like Echa is saying that it is very, very important to give thanks to the Lord. Let's clap for her again. Thank you so much. Yes. I've not heard from you. Well, let's welcome her. And please, let's pay attention as they are sharing. You see, let me tell you something. Even me as a pastor, I am learning something from what you are sharing. Do you get it? So please, when your friend is sharing this on your quiet time, don't close your ears. I mean, you should listen. Because there is something that you can get from what the person is sharing. And I'm being blessed by what everybody is sharing here. Some of the things you are saying, I'm even surprised myself as a pastor. And I'm learning, we are all learning now. What we are sharing, we are learning something. Is it you will learn a scripture that you don't know based on what somebody has shared for his or her quiet time. You learn a scripture. So please, I beg you, when somebody is sharing his or her quiet time, pay attention. Alright, so your name and tell us.
My name is Lavia Anyoka. I took my quiet time from John 9 verse 1 to 11. And the topic of my quiet time was manifestation. As Jesus passed by, he saw a man which was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Master, who did send the man or his parent that he was born blind? Jesus answered, Neither has this man or his parent, but the work of the God should be manifested in him. What I learned was that some people did not come on it, some problems did not come on its own by the manifestation of God, so that people will see that we have the living God. People call on their God when there is problems, but their prayer are not answered. They said that their Lord has forsaken them. David prayed to the Lord, but the spirit of patience holds his prayer. But when Jesus Christ was going, he told his disciples that, I will leave you with the Holy Spirit, so we must see to it that God manifests on our life. Amen.
Wow, let's clap for her. Talking about manifestation. Wow. It means that you must see something. Do you understand it? And she took a scripture reference about the man who was lame or blind, a blind man. And they were asking Jesus, whose fault was that? And Jesus said, it's neither the fault of the father or mother, but so that the glory of the Lord shall be what? Shall be revealed or shall be seen. That means that, and she was saying that sometimes what we go through in life is not as a result of the devil, but so that we shall see God's power in our lives. Do you understand it? Yeah. So that you see that, no, there is God. When the answer comes, hey, this one, dear, it is God. Let's clap for her. Wow. Thank you so much for the quiet time. Yes, my dear sister, please come and share with us your quiet time. Let's welcome her as she comes. Oh, you are not clapping, no? You will not share. Somebody is sharing to you, you not clap and encourage the person. All right, tell us your name.
My name is Grace Anyoka. I took my quiet time from Chronicles 3 verse 22, and my topic is loyalty. Colossians 3 verse 22, and my topic is loyalty. Is being faithful and devoted to someone or something. How we be loyalty, saying the truth, obeying the commandments, having faith in the God, having hope in the God, waiting in the wisdom of God. And I took one of the quotations from someone, and I learned that a Christian, we shouldn't walk in the counsel of ungodly people. We shouldn't stand in the way of sinners. As a Christian, people do not stand in the way of sinners because you called yourself a Christian. When you stand in the place of sinners, the worldly people will even not listen to you when you try to teach them the word of God. You cannot change someone who sits at a drinking bar, but with the help of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Wow. So powerful. I mean, there is so many combination of what she is saying. I mean, she said, someone, blessed is the man who does not sit in the council of the ungodly, or sit, what? In the seat of the scornful, nor stand in the way of what? Sinners. And she's sharing to us that as a Christian, we should not be found in certain things, like you are sitting in the seat of the scornful. You are part of people who mock and laugh at elderly people. It is wrong. You are part of people who mock and make laughter of pastors. Or you are part of a group of people that you are always mocking at someone. You are being scornful. And she said that you also sit in the council of the ungodly, which means that the people that give you advice are not Christians. The people that give you advice don't even advise you from the word of God. Yeah. Sometimes the advice that we take, you see, when someone is giving you advice, check whether it's in line with the word of God. Please, you understand it? Yeah. When somebody will tell that, oh, when your mother is talking, don't mind your mother. Is it in the word of God? What does the Bible say? It says, obey your parents in the Lord. So you shouldn't find yourself in the council of ungodly people who does not give godly counsel. Some of us, our friends don't give us godly counsel. Like in the Bible, Ahithophel gave a wrong counsel to one of David's sons called Absalom. He told Absalom to go and sleep with all his father's wives. That was the counsel he gave him, which is against the word of God. The same as Amnon. He slept with his own half-sister called Tamar. Why? Because of an ungodly counsel by his cousin. His own cousin advised him that, listen, sleep with your own sister, which is against the word of God. So as a Christian, what counsel are you receiving? Who is giving you counsel? And from where is the counsel coming from? Then she said that, nor standeth in the way of sinners. Yeah. You find yourself you said, oh, media, I don't do Superbet, but you go to Superbet and watch football. If there is an issue, and they say you are part of those people. Oh, media, you have a group of friends who are weed smokers, and so, oh, media, I don't smoke. You go with them to the smoking ghetto base, and once you are sitting down, they are smoking, you are there. Oh, media, I don't smoke. No, it is wrong. If police should come right now, you'll be arrested. The Bible says that we should not be on you calling you up with unbelievers. That's what she has shared with us. And that's what I have learned from what she has shared. Let's clap for her. Yes. Come and share your quiet time with us. Come. Let's welcome him. Let's clap for him as he comes. Ah, that's the bishop's son. Uh-huh. Bishop's son, raise your body.
My name is Junior. I took my memory verse from Ephesians 6 verse 5. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. And I learned that, children, we should obey our parents so that we may live long. And this is one of the 10 commandments.
Are you done? Let's clap for him. So he has learned about obedience, that we should obey our parents as according to the commandments of God. And when you read further of that chapter, God even gave us a promise when we obey our parents. He said that your days may be long on earth. So which means that when you obey your parents, now listen, he says you should obey your parents in the Lord. In the Lord means that you should obey them based according to God's word. Do you understand it? Yeah, so if your mother, some of your mother will tell you, oh, when this man comes, tell him that I am not there. Meanwhile, she's there. Oh, Oba, can't you say me niwo? Then you two, you go. Remember, I miss you, niwo. You see, you can say, oh, mommy, please, I beg you. I cannot tell the man a lie. What you are doing, it's a lie that you are telling me to go and tell the man. So, mommy, please, this one day, I beg you. I cannot do it. Which is right, because the Bible is telling us not to tell lies. Please, you understand it. Yeah. So, when we obey our parents in the Lord, then the Bible says what? That's when what? We will live long on earth. So, there's a promise for obedience. All right. Good. Let's clap for him again. Let's welcome him as he also comes to share his quiet time with us. Let's clap for him. Hey, Charlie, man, you are fans, pal. Oh, boy, man. It's okay, it's okay. Now, let's listen to
Oboyi. My name is Emmanuel Amwa. My quiet time is John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that who not believe in him will not perish, but have everlasting life. I learned that God saved life, and he came and saved our life. When he did not save our life, we were destroyed. So he came and saved our life. Amen.
Wow, let's clap for him. Wow. Oh boy, man, you have fans. Wow. So boy, man, is telling us that God came to save us from our sins. Wow, that's powerful. All right, let's welcome the gentleman to come and share. That's the room captain, eh? Chal, room captain. Tell us.
My name is Safo Mafu.
Room captain, please, we beg you.
My name is Safo Mafu. I took my quiet time in Micah 13:9. However, I have here left them here.
Listen, hold the microphone and talk.
However, I have here left them here. I learned that this field is a crew of listening to very careful. Believe that he had just said and to work to understand it. Amen.
Amen. Hey, Koi Ma, where do you mean to ask you? In fact, I didn't even understand what he was reading, but I mean, that's very nice. All right. So you know yourself. After that, then you know yourself.
Asari Owusu John is my name. Asari Owusu John is my name. And my quiet, the topic of my quiet time is offering rice sacrifices. And the memory verse was Psalm 4 verse 5. Offer the sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. And I learned that this is about trusting the Lord and offering up sacrifices up of righteousness rather than seeking fulfillment in worldly pleasures. And I also learned that it is a good and respectful way of worshiping God. Amen.
Well, that's very powerful. Offer the right sacrifice. Offer the right sacrifice. Wow. Please, please, can we keep quiet? Let's keep quiet and let's listen to our friends. I beg you. All right.
My name is Opomwaje Nkwame Jr. I took my memory verse from Psalm 100 verse 1. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all the earth. I learned that this calls upon the entire world to shout joyfully to God. Amen.
Amen. Wow, so that is praise. Do you get it? All right. Please, let's keep quiet. Hello.
My name is Opon Ajay Kwame Sr. I took my memory verse from Ephesians 5 verse 15. So be careful how you live, not as fools, but those who are wise. My topic is walking carefully is an evil day. In the context of the chapter, our time is another aspect of emanating God and his chapter. All the world knows to is evil, as reflected in Ephesians 5 verse 3.
Wow, that's powerful. Let's clap for him. All right, so we are done for today. Go willing. Chairman is here. Chairman, come. Let's welcome you. Share. Are you the whole.
I'm first to Susu. The topic of my quiet time was have no fear of death. I took my quotation from 2 Corinthians 15 verse 26. The last enemy that shall destroy is the devil. What I learned was that blessed be to God for the victory over death that he have in Christ. The life I now live is the flesh. I live by the faith of Jesus Christ my Lord, who loved me and gave himself for me. I live fearlessly, knowing that I have passed from death to life. The God lives in me makes me supernatural, and that means sickness or disease will not come in my path. Or even failure. Amen.
Wow, let's clap for him. This is very powerful. Yes. One of the things, hello, please. You see, from what he shared with us, one of the things that you must please let us have silence. Let there be decorum in this place. I beg you. One of the things that one of the things that you must know as a Christian, the moment you give your life to Jesus Christ, you have passed from what? From death to life. Why? Because is it for the wages of sin is what? It's death. But the gift of God is what? Eternal life. Like he is saying, he has passed from death to life. And he said that because of that, he lives victoriously in Christ every day. He is a winner. He is not a loser. In the sense that Christ lives inside him. So he's not afraid of anything. Why? Because 2 Timothy 1 verse 17 says that what? It says, for God has not given us the spirit of what? Of fear. So as a Christian, you should not be afraid of anything. Why? Because God has what? Has given you the Holy Spirit, which makes you what? Bold. The Bible says what? The righteous shall be bold as a what? As a lion. Never be afraid. Clap for Jesus. Starboy. Where is Starboy? Starboy is gone. Alright, so very good. And clap for yourselves. You've all done well. You've shared your quiet time. Now, how many, listen, please. How many of you have learned a lot just this morning from the quiet time that your friends have shared with you? Yeah. We've all learned. I have learned a lot. You see, listen to me. Hey! You didn't share your quiet time. You are talking to. I'll call you right now. Now listen to me. This shouldn't end here. What did I say? It means that you should have it daily. Yes. When you go home, every morning before you go to school, have your quiet time. Have your notebook. Write something down. You see, you don't need to write a lot of things. You can, it can just be one sentence. That's what you understood from what you read. That's why I'm saying that you can never say somebody's quiet time is wrong. You can't say that. You have no moral authority to say that somebody's quiet time is wrong. That's what she understood from what she has learned. So when you read, when you take the scripture and you are reading and write what you have learned, it's very important. And you see, you pray about what you have learned. Because anytime you read the word of God, there is an instruction to obey. Now, when you are reading God's word, sometimes you ask yourself, is this a command? Is it a promise given to me? Do you understand? If it is a command, what should I do? I must obey. If it is a promise, I must believe that that promise will come to pass. So whenever you are having your quiet time, always look out for an instruction from the given you've read from the Bible. Is there an instruction for you to obey? Is there a promise for you to receive? Please, you understand it. And God bless you. Amen. All right, so we are continuing. We've not memorized our key scripture for this camp. Yeah. And yesterday, Rev was teaching us one of the foundations we must develop or build. The foundation of memorizing what? Scriptures. Do you remember? Very good. So, I want us to memorize our key scripture for this camp. Psalm 11 verse 3. Let's say it. Again. So, you say after me. If the foundations are destroyed. 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 Those here. If the foundations are destroyed. If the foundations are destroyed. If the foundations are destroyed. What can the righteous do? Psalm 11 verse 3. Psalm 11 verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed. if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? What can the righteous do? Psalm 11, verse 3. Psalm 11, verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, if the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? If the foundations are destroyed, what can the righteous do? Psalm 11, verse 3. Now let's all stand up. Let's stand our back. So we are all going to say it together. Everybody should stand up. We are learning how to memorize scriptures. So Psalm 11, verse 3. Ready, go. Amen. So let's start again. Psalm 10, please don't look. Tell it. Psalm 11, verse 3. Psalm 11, verse 3. Ready, go. All right, so I want only the girls to say it. All girls, Psalm 11, verse 3, ready to go. Only boys, Psalm 11, verse 3. Now, we are going to divide it into two. So the girls will start. Psalm 11, verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, then the guys will continue. What can the righteous do? Is it well understood? So let's try. Ready, go. Let's start. So the girls will start from if the foundations are destroyed, then the boys will continue. What can the righteous do? So let's start. Psalm 11, verse 3. Holy girls. So this time around, the boys are beginning. Psalm 11, verse 3. If the foundations are destroyed, then the girls will continue. What can the righteous do? So let's start. Ready, go, boys. Now the whole church, Psalm 11, verse 3. All right, let's stand. Let's stand and let's welcome Reverend E.K.
Hallelujah.